Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and very excited about our good friend Ruth King being back on the show. Ruth is one of our favorite folks and CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable in Less Than 30 Minutes a Month. What a deal, folks. Talk about a deal. This is a very important book, folks, and that's just one of the books that Ruth King has written. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Folks, Ruth is a really amazing source, resource for us and for her clients. And if I were doing something bad and I saw Ruth for my employee and I saw Ruth just pulling into the parking lot, I would probably go ahead and commit suicide. I'd probably just get the heck out of there, because I'd see the new sheriff is coming to town. We just got through talking about a new way of embezzling that Ruth had never seen before. I can't believe there's anything you haven't seen, Ruth.
This is the first time in a long time.
But there's another thing that you recommend that you saw recently that you want to tell us about.
Yeah, we had a business owner who gave out, you know, bonus checks at holiday time, at Christmas time, everything like that, which is, you know, a lot of small business owners do. And so one of his employees was so thrilled with his bonus check that he took a picture of the check and put it on Facebook.
Oh, my goodness.
And don't forget, there's a routing number and an account number.
Oh,
and the bank account got hacked.
Wow.
So.
Holy mackerel.
You know, if you can do direct deposit, that's better. If you've got to give out if you give out bonus checks.
How about telling that person they don't get a bonus next time?
He didn't think anything of it.
Well, that's my point. They don't think. Hey, people, pay attention. Social media is not for everything. Holy mackerel. What's wrong with you people? Golly.
They don't think. Come on.
Yeah, it's just the internet. Who's watching? Yeah. Who cares, right?
Yeah, well, the owner of the company cared.
This
when
makes me. This
money
makes my head
going out of his account.
I wish you could see the veins in my forehead right now. Golly, so they got hacked. How much damage did they do?
I don't know the answer to that question because the banker wouldn't tell me.
Of course, the bank would have to cover it, wouldn't
they? Exactly.
If a company did that though, if they found that the company sort of was not complicit, but fostered the breach, I would think that might put them in a little bit of jeopardy.
I don't know the whole story behind it, other than the fact that they caught it really quickly and shut down the account very quickly.
Well, this is certainly a story that they ought to be telling everybody. I mean, people ought to be distributing when we're through with this show. Of course, we turn it into podcasts. This should go out to everybody who gives out a bonus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, but do it, you know, so that it's a direct deposit and you only see what, you know, the amount was.
How about just tell your people don't put your checks on the internet? Right?
Somebody will do that to be spiteful.
Well, that may be so. So what other things have we got for us that we need to pay attention to?
Yeah, that's something that's just kind of crazy that somebody did. But, you know, people aren't thinking. As you said, social media is there. Do not ever let your bookkeeper have check signing authority. Ever.
You told us that many times before. That's the key, right?
Yeah.
And there's one other thing you always tell us. You remember what it is? Always have
you a lot of stuff.
Always have the bank.
Oh, statement sent to your home.
There it is. Say it again.
Always have the bank statement sent to your
home.
Tell
us why.
Because you can see all the checks that are written. Had that guy seen the checks?
Right.
He probably would have noticed.
He would have said, "I don't even know who that company. Who is this company?"
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're saying is don't let the person. If you have someone else who has check writing authority, don't let them have the ability to see the checks first.
Before you do.
But right. And so, now what about the electronic versions? When more and more checks are electronic and they're just on the website.
Yeah. Now here's where we're starting to have issues because, like, you can pay your Home Depot bill or you can pay your Staples bill or whatever
else it is
online.
Right.
So it's very easy for somebody to take. Okay,
and it all comes in as one bill.
That's right, and you have to have the receipts behind it, and
right.
And almost have to, you know, trust but verify.
So would it, if you're really busy and you think you can trust the person and you don't want to offend them, could you just sort of drop in every so often and start and asking for certain things? Just let them know that you they never know when you might follow up on them.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a good idea.
I do that all the time.
That's a low impact way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I need the website again, Ruth.
It's www.profitabilityrevolution.com.
There you go, folks. Please check that out. Hey, Ruth, thanks again for being here. It's always a great job.
My pleasure.
Come back soon.
I will do it.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks on the planet. And boy, howdy, will you get smarter if you follow her at Profitability Revolution. I promise you will. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.